BJ and Jamie.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program, the BJ Jamie Morning Show, live and direct from the KALC studios right here in Denver. It's Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app. You get us for free. Put that app on your phone. Take us anywhere you go. It's real simple. And you'll get a podcast after 10 o'clock. It is a Friday. Friday, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's Friday, Carson.
Oh, I'm so glad it's Friday.
Me too. What a week it's been. Do you realize that we're only 1 week. 1 week from the big Labor Day weekend.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
Me too.
I'm pumped.
We're going on vacation real soon.
We are.
Yeah, I think we're going in a couple of weeks, something like that. A week or so.
Starting after next week, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
So
cool,
we got 1 week.
Cool. You got any plans for the big vacation?
Nothing exciting. We're going to go to Buffalo, see some old college friends, and see some family, so...
Buffalo
and Rochester, New York.
Buffalo? You're going vacation in Buffalo?
Yeah, I guess you wouldn't call it vacation.
Have you ever been to Buffalo?
Oh, yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Have you ever gone to Niagara Falls?
Yep.
Have you?
Yep, sure have.
My mom got married there.
Did she really?
Yeah.
No way.
I don't know why. I think it was a thing back in 1969 or something like that.
Did she get married on one of the boats, like, going through the Niagara Falls?
I don't really know. I have no idea. For all I know, she jumped over the falls. She got married at Niagara Falls. She was so proud of that when she was around, you know?
I mean, that it's unique.
She was. It's a big old giant waterfall. You should get one of those barrels and go over the edge.
Yeah.
See if you could make it. Maybe our show will go viral.
See if I survive.
Carson from the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Over the falls.
I'll put a GoPro on the barrel. We'll see how it goes.
Have you heard from Jamie?
No.
Yeah. You know what? I think she's in the production room over here.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
why?
She's practicing the recorder.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's got to play Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star later today.
And that's a hard song. Big performance coming up.
It's a tough instrument to play too. So I think she's over in a production room practicing right now.
That makes sense.
So we can't really bother her for the next hour or so. I love it. The weekend is here. It's going to be so hot today. I'm so over the heat. Aren't you?
Yeah, I kind of
is everybody over the heat or what? I mean, come on. 97 near 100 degrees today.
Can you imagine for the Bronco game?
Yeah.
It's going to be pretty toasty for the Bronco game.
They're saying the kickoff tonight's going to be around 92 degrees.
Woo!
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, here she comes. She's finished practicing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I was just telling everybody that I saw you. You were over in the production room over here practicing the recorder because you got to play Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star today. Okay?
I forgot my recorder.
Oh.
No, you did not. No, it's here. I got a backup. I got a backup. You can play.
Okay.
I got a backup. I got a backup.
We got a huge performance.
All recorders are the same.
People didn't love it. It didn't go over well on social media. They didn't love it.
Was it as popular as BJ's earworm of the day bit?
Yes. Yeah. It was just as popular.
Was it?
They didn't love it. I don't know what happened.
The only person that liked my earworm song of the day bit was my son.
And you.
He loved it. And me. That was it.
Right?
That was it.
Yeah, it was as great as that.
Did you mow yesterday?
Oh, my God.
Did you go out to the cabin?
I don't even know where my phone is.
You have your phone?
Yeah,
is missing?
It's gone.
Wait a minute. You don't have a phone? You don't have a recorder? What the hell's going on with you?
Dude, we're just lucky I'm alive at this point. I don't know what happened. I think the last time I mowed, I must have like blown some of the grass stuff into the river, right? Because all along where we all sit is now it's grown up like grass stuff, right?
Yeah.
And you can't mow it because it's growing in the river, right?
Yeah.
So I spent my entire time there. I don't know if you guys have ever done this, but like you're standing against the current, right?
Yeah.
And I'm raking. So raking while trying to fight the current and not go all the way downstream, very difficult.
You are lucky you're alive.
I'm very lucky. And I did not have a life preserver on. And I'm just standing there fighting the current and trying to rake all this stuff out. Oh, my God.
Dangers.
It was.
The dangers of the river.
It wasn't that it was so dangerous as it was like my back and everything.
Yeah.
You know, and so it was like leg day and it was arm day. Because I this?
I get it. Right, I see you.
Yeah, so I did. I didn't actually mow. No, yeah. I raked.
That's you raked.
That's what I did. Yeah.
So, are you mowing today?
Yes.
You're mowing today.
Mowing today.
All right.
I think that place might be for sale.
Oh, the reason.
With your RV.
the reason. Yeah, it comes with an RV.
Yeah, it does.
Jamie's got a big Saturday soiree out at the river.
Soiree. I might cancel the soiree, to be honest. Because of
the, cancel the soiree.
Might cancel the soiree.
Who cares?
But, I know, right? It's fine. Whatever.
I guess they got it wrong. Labor Day's 2 weeks away, right? 2 weeks from Monday.
Correct. Oh, yeah. We're going on vacation in a week. Right? A week from today.
Yeah. And then Labor Day's the following week.
Correct.
We're back after Labor Day, right?
Yep.
All right. Let's take a quick break. All right. BJ Jamie Morning Show. And we're rolling. It's a Friday, man. We'll be right back. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Bronco football. Packers are in town.
The Fudge Packers?
No, just the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, okay.
No, that's a whole different group.
Oh, yeah, that is a different group.
They don't play football, in fact. No, they don't. Big game tonight. Well, not a big game. It's a preseason game. But the starters are playing tonight. I hope Bo doesn't get hurt.
I hope that ankle's strong, man.
Oh, my God.
Hope he doesn't roll it.
It's scary, isn't it?
It is a little scary. Yeah, it is.
Scary. All right, Broncos tonight. They say a couple of people are already down there tailgating, man. You're going to be drunk as a dang monkey.
Really?
By tonight, yeah.
They said people are tailgating already? Yeah. No.
They said a couple of cars had pulled into tailgate already morning on TV. Yeah, I think they're making it up.
I do, too.
Hey, Carson.
Yeah.
I want you to tell Jamie that cockamamie story that you... Wait till you hear this.
Okay.
And he buys it. He buys it. You buy it, all right?
Yeah.
I don't buy it, okay? Let's see what Jamie... Jamie will be the deciding factor here, okay?
Okay. All right. So my mother-in-law, her best friend, grew up in Quincy, Illinois, right, where the jackpot winner of the Powerball, $1 billion, just got sold.
Okay.
So the word around town is it's a small town, obviously, and everyone knows who won. They figured it out because this guy's going around telling everyone that he won. He's the town drunk.
Okay.
And he's on probation currently. And apparently the story is that he went into his probation officer and he's like, I'm a millionaire now, and I don't need you. I'm getting a new lawyer. You'll be hearing from my new lawyer. I'm never checking in ever again.
Okay.
And then just left. And he's telling everyone that he won the jackpot, and he's going around town, but he's a town drunk.
All right. So the story being the town drunk in Quincy, Illinois, has won $1 billion.
And the scandal is like, well, he's on probation, and someone apparently knows what his probation is, and they're like, he can't gamble, I don't think, on his probation.
Oh.
So is he even, like, eligible to get the winnings?
Did you look it up?
There's nothing out there.
There's nothing
out
there.
No, I'm not about him. Did anybody Google, can you gamble?
I haven't looked it up yet.
No. It varies from state to state.
That seems like an easy Google to me. I don't have my phone, or else I would do it.
I just heard the story yesterday.
I have no idea.
So
but do
like,
you think, the line is this, do you think the town drunk won?
No, but here's my line. You guys are so bad at this. So the obvious with every girl listening right now is the first thing we do is we Google to see if you can even play the Illinois State Lottery if you're on probation.
You can play the lottery if you're in Colorado and on probation.
You can?
Yes.
Did you Google that?
Yes, I know that for a fact.
Okay.
You are not kept from playing the lottery.
But see, that would have been the first thing I would have done with
and
this
And not
story.
Only that, remember the guy in Kentucky that keeps getting arrested over and over again? He had a rap sheet and was on probation, and he won the lottery in Kentucky.
So it says it's a judge per judge.
Yeah, it's state by state. Yeah.
Well, this one says it's judges.
It says
that judges often ban gambling, lotteries, or entering casinos if your charges involve theft, financial fraud, embezzlement, or a gambling addiction. Yeah. So it sounds like it's...
So that's what I'm saying. If it's in his probation, then he can't win because he can't gamble.
This is a great story.
But do you think he won? Do you think the town drunk won?
I think there's a possibility,
I do, too.
Because he said he was going to go get his own, like, a better legal team, and you'll be hearing from my lawyer. I'm going to fight this.
But you would think it would be a news story.
I
There's nothing. We've looked for it this morning.
I know.
But there's nothing.
I believe him.
I mean, he could be getting he could be looking for attention, right? Because he's just out of his mind because he's a town drunk. I don't know.
That's crazy. Wow. And so your mother-in-law's
best friend.
Friend. Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to see the family bush.
Yeah.
The family bush. Yeah.
But apparently that's the gossip around town. It's the town drunk.
I like that story, though.
Man.
Yeah. I remember that one guy on, you guys don't know, but I watched it on television. It was Lottery Changed My Life or whatever.
Yeah.
He was a homeless guy that won, and he ended up moving into a hotel. And he never bought a house or anything. He just he lived in a hotel. He loved it because it had room service and it had
clean it
yeah. and everything. Yeah, and he just lived in a hotel the rest of his life.
That is a good
right? Yeah, I'm like, that's a really good way to do it.
There's a town drunk in Quincy, Illinois that is a billionaire this morning.
Wow, good for him.
And he may not be eligible for the money.
For the lottery, yeah. Who knows?
Well, he probably knows if he is or not if he went into his probation and said, hey, I'm getting new lawyers and screw you, I'm never coming back.
You
got to take some confidence on that one.
you would have
to know your probation.
Now, if he wasn't allowed to win it, right? Like, let's say he wasn't, do they put that back? How does that work?
They keep it.
They keep it for themselves.
So,
yeah.
They keep it for themselves.
They just put it in their pockets.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Son of a
guy. Yeah. You don't have a redrawing. You can't do that.
You can't put it back in the pot.
Can't do it.
Oh,
nope.
My God.
Whomever runs the Powerball, I guess they keep it in the old kitty.
But you got to do something with it. You're not just allowed to have our money, you know?
Exactly.
They keep our money all the time.
They give it away. That's what I'm saying. They usually give it away. Then where is it? Is it collecting interest somewhere?
Well, now think about this, though. If they sell enough tickets for $1 billion, okay, and then when you say, I'll take the cash, and they only give you half of that, 500, where's that other 500 go? That's what I'm saying. They keep it all the time.
What is it saying?
So it's saying if it's not claimed, whatever, it's forfeited and the funds are distributed back to the states.
They keep it.
Oh my God! So Colorado, you guys spent this much. Yeah. Montana, that's
exactly
a pain in the
butt. Distributed. Yeah. So that means the UK will get money back too.
You'll get. Put the money in the kitty, man.
Crazy.
Yeah. All right. Wacky story on the lottery this morning.
Right?
Town drunk in Quincy, Illinois.
All
he
right.
wins it. He's a billionaire.
Good
and he
for
told
him
to shove it.
Oh, Lord.
Tabloid trash is next.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
So it's weird. This is like weird timing. So I keep holding like my water. I have a can of water. What kind is this? The Proud Source. Spring water. It's a can of water. And I keep holding it. And I was like, what? I'm not even drinking my water. Well, come to find out, it's because I don't have my phone.
What do you mean?
This is crazy.
The phone.
Because I forgot my phone.
Yeah.
I don't have my phone. It says, if you've ever left your house without your phone and instinctively keep reaching into your pocket for it, there's a reason that the missing phone feels physically wrong. They did all this research with 100 people, and they found that handling your phone, right, has become so habitual that the movements can turn into muscle memory. Swiping, tapping, gripping it. So I think that's why I'm holding on to this water.
They say that about cigarettes, too. People that try to quit, they can't a lot of times because of the habitual nature of holding a cigarette, lighting a cigarette, phone, the same thing.
Yeah, so I guess that's why people get suckers, and put it between their fingers, the stem or whatever it's called, the stick. It says in one experiment, people were simply asked to hold their phones and not use them. Some stroked the screen. I love you, water. Some held it close to their chest like this.
Aww.
And they said, name one word to describe your phone. People said, my world. Another one said, my connection to everything. So I didn't know this, but it says that common sense. People use their phones so they don't have to make eye contact with other people. For example, if you're using public transportation, you don't want to talk to people. It's obviously easy just to be on your phone, right? Just looking down because that guy is weird. And so I just look at my phone. But yeah, it's I'm almost like grumpy because I don't have it. Because there's like two things I've wanted to look up already, and I don't have my phone to look it up.
I don't think you're alone.
You know, it's weird. Because I wanted to look up, and maybe you know this, because I feel like I don't have any way to get any information. So there's a guy, a Colorado man, and he's been missing in Nashville. Like he went.
They found him, I think.
Oh, they
did?
Yeah,
they did.
Yeah, they found him. He's dead.
What happened?
I don't know.
See, that's why I need my phone.
They said that he had been found in Nashville, and he was.
Because wasn't he like on a convention? Just at a convention or something?
Not sure, Jamie.
Yeah.
I just saw the headline this morning that he had been found.
Says there's no immediate indications that there was foul play.
That's just sad.
But he was 31 years old.
Yeah.
Huh. And a lot of young people have died. It's crazy to me.
Well, I think
31. Wow.
Yeah, and you see, this is the thing. I want to go deeper into this instead of just hearing one sentence about it.
Yeah, I just saw a news flash this morning where the headline said he had been found and he had passed.
He was on a business
trip.
That's
all I saw.
All right, so anyway, somebody said just call that your emotional support water.
Yeah.
It is my water. Yeah. See, because I would have gone deeper than just read the headline on that one, but anyway. All right, so I'm not crazy. It's an actual thing. Hey, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, their move back to the UK, they say, is not about family, but money. Dun-dun-dun. One insider says they are not out of money, but they're right at that moment. So every time that they make anything, it goes right back out.
You know, you and I kind of talked about this off air because they say that house they have out in Hollywood, it takes almost $700,000 a month for the upkeep.
Yeah.
Now, that runs through the bank account very fast, okay?
Well, they said add that to the Portugal home and household staff, security, and you're looking at $3 million a year.
Jeepers. That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. And Harry also recently lost a privacy lawsuit, and they say that bill alone is $2.6 million in legal fees.
And I also saw where that neighborhood, there's a lot of celebrities who live there, that the celebrities that live there are very happy
that
they're leaving. They want them gone. Here's why. Because the people that live there, they want to live incognito. They don't want all this publicity.
Right.
That's their homes, okay? But Meghan and Harry, especially Meghan, They're all about publicity, and they're all about promoting where they live and all this. And those people that live there, those rich millionaires that are superstars, they don't want that.
I saw that they said that they were happy. Yeah, can you imagine my neighbor saying, I'm happy
God.
That BJ left. Yeah.
Get out of here, Meghan.
Right?
You're killing the neighborhood.
So mean. So they're saying that it might be a financial thing. I did read this, that it says that basically that there's this whole thing where he knows that his dad is going to pass away and William will get every single thing for him and his wife and his kids, Kate and the kids.
And here's another thing I read yesterday, too, is that he knows in his head, if he doesn't get back over there and mend things with his brother before the dad passes away, he will be totally shut out when the brother becomes king.
Yeah, because William's
not happy. And he's got to fix this, and he needs his dad's help.
I agree.
And if dad dies, let's say that dad died and he's still in the U.S., he's screwed. Okay? So he had to get back over there to try to make amends as quick as possible with his brother.
By golly. He asked, they're going to be there before the end of August.
You know, he told Meghan that, I'll bet you. He told her, he said, look, we have to go back. We got to go back or we're screwed.
They're saying that William feels disrespected. Like, how dare you say all this crap and then come back here like everything's fine?
It'd be tough.
It would be tough.
I mean, he called them some bad racist.
Yeah, racist. Yeah.
No, not that they might not be.
Might be right.
They might be right about that. Right? But still, you got to live with them.
Jamie, you seem like you have an attitude against the guys this morning. Be careful. I do, because they do things wrong. They don't Google right. Twice now they haven't Googled. One for the lottery. They didn't even Google. See, if I had my phone, I'd be Googling. And then the guy in Nashville didn't Google it right. Because everybody Googles different, BJ.
Well, I didn't Google because I didn't believe the story to begin with. So
that the drunk guy won the lottery?
Yeah. I don't believe that. So I didn't Google it because I really didn't care.
Whoa, that's not
that?
Very nice.
How about that?
I care. Jamie, you always forget your phone. Actually, I don't. Ever since I got the Tesla, you have to have your phone to open the doors. I mean, you can have a key too, but I don't have that. And so if you notice, every time I drive the Tesla, I always have to have my phone to get into it. Hmm. Well, I drove the Jeep.
For that reason?
No, it was in the driveway, so yeah. I just drove it, and then I was like, ah, man, son of a gun. We know this, that I didn't get home in time, but Carson watched that Princess Diana show last night, right?
I did. I like the information. I like the AI part to it, but I will say the three people that they had do it were trash.
What does that mean?
Like, they're just so annoying. Like, the Secret Service agent, the former Secret Service agent, he sounded like an infomercial. He sounded like the Flex Seal guy.
Oh, really?
Like, he was like, no, you see this car and how it's done, like, so her body was like this. And I was like, dude, over the top, man. It was so annoying. It was like nails on a chalkboard.
Well, here's one of the theories now about... what happened to her? Number two, please.
Right after she walked through that minefield, it's been documented that she got a phone call from an unnamed, very powerful politician that was also a friend of Prince Philip's. And this guy picks up the phone and he calls Diana and says, don't get involved in things you don't understand because accidents can happen. Now, the Ottawa Treaty was due to be signed in September, and it was all the world leaders were going to come together to sign this treaty, which would ban the production and use of landmines across the planet. This was a big, big deal for these arms dealers.
Yeah. Huge. And of course, it's going to mean a huge loss of revenue for arms dealers everywhere.
Because remember, her whole thing was landmines. Mm-hmm. She was always against them. So I guess she got this thing with, you know, to get everybody to sign no more landmines. And then the arms dealers took her out.
Whoa.
That's quite a stretch.
I'm just saying.
There's a lot of theories.
That's a stretch.
There are a lot of theories. Yeah. A whole lot of theories. All right. And then finally, I'll leave you with this. Country star Lainey Wilson. She was on her front porch and she was playing the guitar and combining Justin Bieber's Daisies with Olivia Dean's Man I Need. Here it is.
The way you got me all in my head. I think I'd rather you in my bed. Whatever it is, you know I can take it. I'm counting the days, how many days till I see you again. Talk to me, talk to me, talk to me. Won't you be the man I need? Talk to me, talk to me, talk to me. Be the man I need. Where you got me all in my head.
Wow, those actually work together.
Yeah,
that's weird, isn't it? Yeah, that was good. Man, I dated this guy for a little while that played a 12-string guitar. It's the sexiest damn thing on the planet, man.
Yeah, those things are tough, too.
Oh, man, it was hot. All right, anyway, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Oh, man, just talking about it makes me mad. You know what I mean?
Right?
It makes me mad.
Well, it's funny that you brought it up because just the other day I was looking at something online, right? And yeah. It was, I don't know what it was, but I went to check out and it said automatic renewal and you know, because sometimes they give you a one-time purchase only and it's like $20 more, you know?
Yeah.
Or automatic renewal. This didn't even give you a choice for one time. And I was like, screw you guys. I'm not doing automatic renewal.
Well, the only reason I brought it up is because of this settlement thing that was...
That's
I
my
guess
car wash.
It was worked out yesterday with Cobblestone,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's my car wash.
Cobblestone.
I think you sent me there.
I think you did too. I think you sent her to a cobblestone.
No, I've never been to a cobblestone.
Oh yeah,
mine was with
Auto Wash.
Waterway.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, Cobblestone Car Wash has been busted. That they sell these renewals memberships, and then it renews automatically. They've been accused of going in hiding and not giving you the chance to cancel.
Yeah.
Basically, they go on the run, make it very, very, very difficult. And I guess the state of Colorado has said, "Hey, that practice it doesn't work here, and you got to pay back this money to all these customers that you renewed." And we're talking about like 70,000 people.
Oh, that's a bummer for them.
It's $1.3 million, which seems low to me for 70,000 people.
Yeah, that does seem kind of low,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't know. Well, here's the story. And then Jamie and I, we're in the middle of something right now with olive oil.
Dr. Gundry's stupid-ass olive oil.
And I got a feeling we're not the only ones. All right. So here's the cobblestone story.
Thousands of Coloradans are eligible for money through a settlement with a car wash company over their automatic renewal membership practices. The state attorney general's office announced that settlement with Cobblestone Car Wash today. Cobblestone did not admit to any wrongdoing, but said it will pay more than $1.3 million in restitution to more than 70,000 affected consumers. That turns out to be about $19 per customer.
What?
Something that former customer Lennox Tran, who battled to cancel her membership for months, is not that thrilled about.
I feel like I'm glad the attorney general stepped in, but $19 is laughable. Like, do they know how much groceries are?
Customers will be notified about receiving restitution sometime within the next 150 days. But if you have any questions specifically, you can reach out to the claims administrator.
Cobblestone.
Oh my God. I've gotten into full on fights with people that won't let me cancel them. It's so annoying.
It's everywhere. It's everywhere. You have so many subscriptions out there that these people, they hide all the details. They make it impossible for you to cancel so they can keep charging you over and over and over. My wife got in the biggest fight not that long ago with a local company about...
Oh, that massage place.
Yeah, the massages.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was ugly, ugly, ugly. Now, Jamie,
because she could never get an appointment, right?
Could never get an appointment because they're always booked.
Well, that's what happened with, remember the 700 Club or whatever, that gigantic resort that they built.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody could ever get it was timeshares, right? And I mean, people spent like their life savings to get into the 700 Club, whatever, and nobody could get a reservation ever.
They oversell it.
Yeah, like three times.
Yeah, and so her wait like was a month to get a massage.
It's like,
really?
Yeah.
A massage for a month? You got to wait a month?
That's
man.
Crazy.
So Jamie and I have gotten sucked into olive oil. Dr. Gundry.
But if you can only get it in one place, like in Peru or something. There's special olives there.
It's in the barren. It's the barren olive groves of Egypt.
It's somewhere. It's the only place that these olives grow.
Man, I'll tell you what though, their ad is unbelievable.
Oh, it's
sells.
Awesome. Yeah,
it sells because she signed up for it. And we had no idea each other signed up for it. Had no idea until just this morning, right?
Yeah.
And I finally got mine canceled, but man, did they make it difficult? I was on the phone with this lady for a good 30 minutes just to cancel. I just want you to stop sending it to me.
Wait, you play that a little bit? Listen to this, you guys. Listen.
Oh, it's good.
Oh, it's so good.
It's good.
I see comments like this all the time, and I understand why. After all, $1.33 a day isn't cheap, especially for something you'll use every day. Could I have made a cheaper olive oil? Of course. I could have cut corners and used low-quality olives with fewer nutrients blended them with canola or sunflower oil like the other manufacturers. I could have found an olive source that isn't all the way in Morocco. I could have selected a cheaper bottle to package it in. Then it would be junk. No better than the stuff sitting on grocery store shelves across the country.
See?
That's not something I'd put into my body, and I wouldn't want you to put it
in. I wouldn't want to either, Dr. Gundry.
No, I'm not going to put it in my body. Gundry, I'm not going to do it. Thank you.
Only your Moroccan oil.
Oh, I owe you my life, Dr. Gundry. Somebody says, you fell for the Gundry scam, you fools.
In fact,
calling us names.
Here's how funny this olive oil is, right? And so my friend Val, it was her birthday, and I got her a bunch. She's really, really healthy, right? And really fit. I got her a bunch of stuff or whatever, but I also put in a bottle of Dr. Gundry. It's olive oil.
You know, I think I'm going to do that. Yeah. I think you and Carson are getting that for Christmas.
Christmas, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. And here's the thing, too. Let me just give you a fact, okay? And Jamie can back me up on this. All right, when you get your shipment of the Gundry olive oil, it's three bottles. I can attest to you that if you use olive oil every day, you will not use three bottles a month, okay? Because I've got nine bottles
in
my pantry.
That's only $1.33 a day.
Wait till you try to you haven't even canceled yet.
No, I haven't. But I believe in that stuff. It's amazing stuff. It's got polyphenol or whatever, and it's very rich in it and all those things.
Oh, from the olive groves of Morocco.
It gives me a slim, healthy physique. It's smooth and easy to digest. It gives me soft, hydrated skin. It helps my heart, brain, and immune health. Oh. And it's comfortable on my joints and muscles.
You sound just like the commercial. Now, on your cobblestone, have you tried to cancel them, or do you even use them?
Yeah, I canceled them. I did cancel them, though.
And you were able to do something?
I was. Yeah. Because I did like the, I forgot what it was. It was like a promotion that they had.
Yeah.
And so then I had the ability to renew it, and I didn't. So, yeah. That one was easy for me. I mean, I believe all these people because obviously they all had issues with it, but I didn't. And I'll tell you what else I didn't have a problem with. And I kind of freaked out. So I used to get Fiji water, a case of Fiji water every month. It was delivered to me, right? Well, now all this plastic stuff came out, and that's why I have a can of water now because I don't want all the plastic. So I canceled it because I don't want all that plastic, right? And I called Fiji and I was like, I want to cancel it. She's like, give me your zip code, blah, blah, blah. And she canceled it. And I was like, wait a minute, was that it?
No kidding. She made it so simple.
She made it so easy. I was like, wait, was that, what? Are you sure?
I don't have to do like five things before
you
cancel it?
And she goes, yeah. And in fact, we were getting ready to ship out another case, but I'll go ahead and cancel that. Like,
wow.
What? I love you. And she giggled.
That's the way it should be.
Right?
Yeah. If you want to cancel, you should be able to cancel.
Yeah. So I haven't tried the olive oil. Is it hard?
It took me about 30 minutes.
What happened?
I got on the phone with the lady, and the lady tried her best to talk me into just putting a pause on it.
Oh,
she goes, let's put a pause on it for a couple of months while you use what you have in store, and then, you know, it'll kick back. And if you don't want it by then, call back. And I'm like, I'm not calling back. I'm calling right now to cancel, all right? So she goes on, and then later in the conversation, she goes, oh, but the shipment for this month has already been applied to your account. And I said, no, I'm looking at my account right now, and it's not applied as we speak. She goes, well, you just don't see it yet. And I said, well, what do you mean I don't see it yet? I said, it's instantaneous. If I go over here to an ATM and I pull out $60, it shows up instantaneously, okay? She goes, well, ours is delayed, so you're already going to get your three bottles for the upcoming month. Upcoming month.
So how many bottles do you have right now?
Nine.
I have six.
You have six?
Oh, my God.
Together, Jamie and I have 15. If you'd like to purchase some, it's only $1.13 a day, folks.
That's so funny. That's so
I have
funny.
Nine bottles.
And
I have
she
two
said
in the
it's
RV.
Already processed.
Yeah.
That's a bunch of crap.
I got to tell you.
It's not even the first of the month.
And it's horrible tasting.
Well, it's a little, it's, I mean, I take a shot of it every day, you know?
Yeah.
But oof, it's a
you
lot
You take
of,
a shot of it every day?
Yeah, I do.
Well, they sold you on it, didn't they? You're all in, man.
Well,
if you're taking shots every day, I at least put it in, like, you know, cooking some eggs or something.
No, I drink it straight.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you're
got,
a diehard.
Well,
you're a Gundry girl.
It's good for you, BJ. He said so.
That's what he says. He says it's great for you. You're going to be glowing.
Somebody said that they can't. Oh, this is funny because I'm going to tell my sister this. My sister has the same thing. It's this Il Maquillage. It's a subscription to makeup. My sister gets that stuff too. And when I went back home last time, I could go, why do you have like 80 concealers? And she's like, they won't let me cancel. And here's the thing I didn't know about credit cards. Even if you cancel your credit card, let's say I canceled my credit card.
Yeah.
They're legally allowed to continue that subscription.
Really?
On that credit card. Because
the credit card company is?
Yeah.
They're allowed.
They're allowed to.
Because they can collect interest on that.
Well, I know they have a deal with the participant or whatever.
Yeah.
And so, and I go, but wait, but my Delta credit card, I canceled that. And they're like, it's a law. It's some weird law. And I'm like, but I don't have that credit card.
Really?
Because I had a bill for it.
Yeah.
Something that was recurring. I forgot what it was. I think it was dose or something. I don't know. And they're like, yeah, well, we're allowed to do that. I'm like, the credit card's canceled.
That seems so illegal.
The world is a scam,
isn't
man.
It? It's crazy.
Wow. Oh, all right, BJ Jamie Morning Show. It is a Friday. Going to be another hot weekend. Going to be 97 today. 97.
Is it really?
Yes.
It was so hot out of the river yesterday.
Oh, I was saying certain areas near 100 today.
And usually it's cooler out there. It was awful. It was awful.
We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice, BJ, Jamie. Hey, look, the big M climb is today.
The what?
The M climb.
What's the M climb?
It's where they climb up that mountain over there at the Colorado School of Mines.
Okay.
You know the M up on the mountain?
Gotcha.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
was so
they,
lost.
They climbed
I was
that
like,
mountain
Manitou
to start
Springs?
The school year, you know?
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
And so that big climb, and Courtney Fromm is out there covering that thing.
Oh, okay, the M climb.
The
I forgot about
climb.
That. I was like, what? Manitou Springs?
They got on those plastic helmets.
Yeah. Well, safety never yep. takes a vacation.
Yeah, safety never takes. Guess where I'm going for lunch today?
Oh, wait. Where did this come from? Wait, we're on a
out
climb.
Out of the blue.
We're on a climb.
I haven't canceled yet, but I might.
Where?
I'm going to Twin Peaks.
Oh, God. Why do you guys go to those places? I don't get it.
Twin
you and
Peaks.
Paul. Let me guess. It's Paul, isn't it?
And Powerball Pete.
Oh, God. Why do you guys go those places?
Twin Peaks.
It's so weird.
Oh, yeah.
It's either Hooters or Twin Ooh. Peaks, you two.
Hooters got closed.
Yeah, I know.
The one we used to go
but
to.
But why do you guys go there? I
didn't call this one.
But,
this
no,
is just
but it's
an invite.
Every time. If you go to lunch with Paul, it's always Twin Peaks or Hooters. Why don't you guys go to Chili's?
Well,
Chili's has the mozzarella sticks, the little big bites, right? They have the cheeseburger things. Man, they got that variety pack.
Yes.
Oh, so good.
Oh, yes.
With the wings.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
But Twin Peaks makes a cabin house out of the mozzarella sticks.
They do?
Yep.
And they got Hooters.
Oh, my God.
They got it all.
They make a mozzarella stick cabin?
Yeah, they call it the log cabin.
Do they really?
Yeah, they do.
Are you a regular?
Oh, my God.
This is something we don't know about you.
We used to go all the time after hockey games, after our adult league hockey games.
Oh.
Peaks. I can't even believe that place is still around.
Yeah.
The Peaks.
It just seems so antiquated or whatever. I don't even know the word.
It's kind of wacky, isn't it?
But it's like clockwork. Why does he always want you guys to go there? It's just, there's like such better places to eat on the planet.
Not really.
Is it really good?
I don't know.
I've never eaten there.
It's not. You know, my favorite wings were Hooters.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
The Hooters up here on Havana is still open.
Oh. Yeah.
But, and I've been up there recently, but that's my favorite wings, and that's for the food. I mean, I do like it. Yeah, the Twin Peaks not as much.
Tell me you want to go to Olive Garden.
Yeah, I want breadsticks, endless salad.
Hey, did you guys see that blueberries have taken another turn?
No.
What is going on with the blueberries?
For what? For the parasite?
Yeah, like we're all going to die.
I'm glad you brought that up because I got a headline here this morning. Now, I find this absolutely crazy. Okay. Diarrhea parasite. Cases continue to rise to record levels across America.
Wow.
The source of the parasite remains unclear and unconfirmed. They still don't know.
Well, I just saw the article I saw. It says, hey, don't eat blueberries at all because it's linked to this outbreak.
I have no idea.
Oh, my God.
It all started with lettuce.
2 days ago. Ready? 2 days ago. It says blueberry recall update. This is 2 days ago from Newsweek. FDA issues highest risk warning. Blueberries.
How do we not know?
I mean,
who took the rap for this? Taco Bell. Last I checked the menu, they don't serve
the blueberries. I know.
So they took all the heat for this at Taco Bell, and now it turns out that blueberries might be the reason why all this happened.
It's just, I swear I don't know. But you know what I did take? Because the other day, remember I didn't feel so good, so I thought I had the parasite. Well, I took some kind of worm root.
Worm root?
Yeah.
Where do you get that?
Wormwood. I think I had wormwood. I don't know. I bought it off the internet.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I thought, because it's a dropper, right? And I thought that I'd burn my vocal cords off.
It's called wormwood.
Wormwood. Yeah.
Okay.
And so I took it with a dropper because it's supposed to kill it. Because are you guys getting all the parasite ads? Like, kill them and kill their eggs, kill their larvae and all that. So, yeah, I took this wormwood. Be very careful because when it says mix it with water, they're not lying. I thought I'd burned off my vocal cords.
No kidding.
It's
that strong?
It hurt so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. It burned.
Are you still taking it?
No. It burned. It really hurt.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like it fixed whatever was going on.
Man, I'd love to see your medicine cabinet.
I know.
I'll bet you.
Oh, my God.
I'll bet you it looks like a big bank vault. You know what I mean? She orders so much crap.
It's not crap. It fixed me.
My wife does the same thing. Though.
My wormwood fixed me.
Yeah. I mean, there's stuff that she gets. I have no idea what it's for. I don't know if you drink it, you rub it. I don't know what you do with it.
Well, all I know is I've learned from Dr. Wu. WU. She's my dermatologist in Los Angeles. She's like, buy it direct from the company. So I can't buy anything off of Amazon anyway, because remember, I'm not a member anymore.
And who knows where your wormwood
I bought it right from the wormwood company.
There's one. There's a wormwood. That's hard to say.
Wormwood. And it sounds like if I'm taking wormwood, it's going to give me worms.
It does.
It does, yeah. But it doesn't. Yeah. It's weird.
Either
it's
worms or wood.
Well.
Oh, my. Oh, my. One of the two.
It's crazy.
According to who's taking it, I guess. Tabloid trash next.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Ew. If
What's the matter?
Somebody said if you take oregano and black seed oil, you'll see the parasites wiggling in your poop.
Oh, my God.
That sounds like fun for the weekend. I got nothing else to do.
Hey, you guys want to come over?
Yeah. I got nothing else to do. Tomorrow, I'm kind of searching for something.
A little science project?
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like going to the zoo, I guess.
And black seed oil. All right. Well, anyway. Hey, I love Youngblood. You guys know I love Youngblood. Yeah. I went to the concert at Red Rocks. Best show ever. Did you guys see him? He was in, I don't know where he was, Portugal. You know, he broke his leg when he was in Sturgis. This is Youngblood. He crowd surfed in his wheelchair.
So epic.
Really?
So epic.
Yeah, they passed around him in a wheelchair in the crowd. That had to be so heavy.
Sounds dangerous.
It does, right?
Somebody could get punctured.
He had his microphone with him, and I don't know how he like told him to grab him, but they grabbed him off a stage on his wheelchair, and they passed him around, and he was singing.
And he's sweating.
I know, it's so gross. Have you guys ever crowd surfed?
No.
I crowd surfed in a nun outfit, and it's terrifying.
It is?
Yeah, it was Halloween. It was in West Hollywood, right? Yeah. And it was the gay men, right? And they love when a girl, like, lays down on her back.
Yeah, and a nun.
And I was a nun, and I seem to go with nun a lot, even in California. I went with a nun in Colorado, California.
It's the inner you.
I guess it is.
Yeah, it is.
Secretly, I want to be a nun, I guess. Yeah.
At some point.
Anyway, I laid back into the crowd, and they pass you around, but they also grope you.
They do?
Yeah.
Do you feel like at some point somebody's going to let you go?
Well, I felt like I was being sexually assaulted, and I can't do anything about it.
They're grabbing you, man.
I'm like, you guys are gay. You don't even like girls.
Yeah, you've kind of put yourself in that position, though. And they're going to take advantage of it, right?
Right, because they can just say they were passing you around.
Right.
It wasn't their fault.
I didn't know where I was
grabbing.
Yeah,
my hand was just up there.
Right.
I was like, yeah, see these gay guys. They all like boobs.
No, but if you get groped, I might try it. Maybe the next bar bingo.
Oh, my God.
Maybe crowd surf BJ.
Pass around the beach.
Yeah. Get your grab.
Somebody says that, hey, Jamie, you can get that wormwood tea. It's pretty good. I don't want any wormwood.
We're going to pass on that. Yeah. You know what? Enjoy.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I don't think so.
It's fine.
Anything with the word worm in it, okay? No. Wood part I don't mind.
Yeah.
All right? But worm wood throws me for a loop here.
But I did look it up, I don't have a phone. But Carson looked it up, and it does say it's for parasite removal.
All right, well.
Doesn't it?
It sure does.
It does. So.
I've never had a parasite, so.
That you know of. Everybody has them, especially you, because you know why? You eat oysters. And you have animals. And it says most everybody who has animals will have a parasite in their system.
I just don't know it.
Yep.
Like a tapeworm type thing?
No, I think because your animals have little ones you can't see. Like,
my animals do not have parasites.
But did you see how I gave it buck teeth?
Yeah, you did. Yeah, kind of like a beaver.
Yeah, because I watched that old lady who has all those remedies. I have her book, too. You know that old lady that, like, she knows everything about everything? Do you know who I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
You don't see her?
No.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
No.
I have no clue.
God, we're on different algorithms. It's this older woman. She pulls her hair back, and she sells books on different herbs and spices and stuff.
No.
No.
I don't care.
Well, anyway, she says, if you have an animal, you will probably have parasites.
Yeah, I've not heard her.
Barbara O'Neill.
That's her?
Yeah.
Barb?
Barbara O'Neill. Yeah. She's solid, man. She smiles like this. love her. Yeah, I have her. I have her the book about healing or something. All the natural stuff you want. Barbara O'Neill, you gotta look her up, man.
Yeah, I don't want her on my feed though.
Yeah, you do.
Because once you get something going in the algorithm, it won't stop.
I'm telling you, you're gonna have it now because our phones listen.
Exactly.
Barbara O'Neill. Barbara O'Neill. Barbara O'Neill.
We talked about that trial that's going on yesterday.
Oh, I know.
And I swear, my feed. I wanted to get rid of that thing so badly. I mean, okay, let them. You know, it's serious and all that, but I don't want to look at it every time I'm on my phone.
Yeah, I agree.
It's like
you.
Leave me alone.
Somebody said that Barbara O'Neill is not British; she's Australian.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, sorry, I don't know how to do that one. I'm just going to make it British anyway. Yeah, I agree with you. Yesterday, all day long, because
we talked about that Clancy trial that's going on with that woman and her children that she did her what she did.
Yeah.
And that my feed was just consumed by it yesterday.
Yeah, mine too. And I was like, man, our phones listen to this show.
This is kind of depressing.
Kylie Kelsey, she talks about Aunt Taylor. Oh, that's cute. You know, when Taylor Swift is your kid's aunt. Aunt Taylor.
Oh.
Adorable. Anyway, she talks about how her kids now want a cat. Here it is.
Grew up in a cat dog house, like both at all times.
Yeah.
And now our kids have influences are in their life. Aunt Taylor is a big one where they get to be around cats.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then we go home and there are no cats. And they're like, but we want cats. Now it's gotten to the point where every time we go somewhere, it's not very often, but when we go somewhere that they get to pick out a reward, if there is anything cat related, they're getting it. And I'm like, Jason, I need you to lock in here. There is cat need in this house. And he won't hear me out on
What's his issue with it?
He's allergic.
Okay, so I am too.
Thank you.
Cats are hypoallergenic.
What kind of cats are they?
Siberians.
That was fascinating, wasn't it?
Yeah. That's solid stuff there.
Siberians.
Yeah.
That's just how it ended. Siberians. Okay. Anyway, let's hear. Rob Lowe talks about how he wasn't a cute kid. He was a pretty kid. Where is this coming from? These are so random.
They were just popping up all over.
Okay. All right, here it is, number four.
I wish that when I was younger, I was cute. What I actually was pretty. And that, as a boy, is not what you want to be. People called me all the time.
Oh.
I mean, I got that 24/7.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I never talk about this. It's the first time I've ever talked about it because it is one of the things that happened to me. And I've always been in the like, never complain, never explain, you know, kind of vibe where I'm not going to revisit it. So people talk shit about me. So what? But the truth of it is, we know today that that stuff affects you.
I'm exhausted.
Is it the weekend yet?
I know, right?
I mean,
what in the hell?
I gotta get over to Twin Peaks.
You do, yeah.
I gotta get going.
Twin Peaks.
You guys finish up here, okay? You guys, you can finish up.
Oh my God, I'm done. Boy. There you go. Tell what trash.
Done isn't even the word, okay? It's way beyond done.
Oh my God.
Oh,
Lord.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, I was invited to the game tonight.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
are you going?
Broncos. No.
Why?
We have a karate event tonight.
Are we breaking wood?
I think so. I think we're going to...
Now, do you guys have the pre-perforated wood?
I'm sure we do. He's 8 years old, okay? So I'm sure he does.
Yeah,
we got to continue that karate scam that's going on right now.
I'm telling you, whoa. Every belt costs you, every belt. And even the tape, they put like different colors tape around that belt.
Yes, they do.
Time.
But the bottom line is this, there is a football game tonight. They already say that a few cars are already in the parking lot to do some tailgating tonight.
That's a little early, friends. Right?
Not only that, what kind of shape are you going to be in?
Right?
I mean...
It is, 7:39.
Yeah. You're already breaking out the booze and
like
the bratwurst.
Yeah.
You're having a tailgate already? Come on. So they're playing the Packers tonight, and it looks like the starters are going to play the first half.
Nice.
Yeah.
So we're going to get a real good look at them.
We're going to see it, and they say that none of the starters will play next week.
Okay.
So this is your only chance before the season starts.
Gonna get a real good look at him, BJ.
Yeah. Empower Field.
Now, can you bet on pregames like this?
You can.
Yeah? How much you put down?
I haven't yet.
But
I mean, I will if you want to.
I
don't know.
You're the gambler. I don't know.
I say the Broncos are going to win today.
Oh, you
yeah,
do?
Yeah, I think they will.
All right, well, that's good. Will. What about you, Carson? What do you think? Who's going to win?
With the starters.
I think we got a good shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're better than they are.
Okay.
They're just the Packers.
Have you looked at them? Have you seen them?
No.
Oh.
Just an opinion, Jamie.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm just going with the Homer attitude.
I saw this guy, and he was on 60 Minutes.
Yeah.
And he has this whole weird room, and it's all set up with, like, computer screens or whatever. Mm. And I watched him bet $2 million in front of 60 Minutes.
What?
And he has these like, people, and they're his researchers. Mm. And, like, one of them, he said, is, like, Rain Man. He knows every injury of every player on every team.
That helps.
But he's surrounded by these screens. And they know anybody that's hurt, anything that's going on. And I was like, oh, my God, you just put down $2 million, and
that's
he won.
Crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I get those gambling videos all the time on my feed where people are in Vegas, and they let it roll with, like, $5,000 on a hand of blackjack or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is a whole thing on 60 Minutes.
Wow.
And he's, like, he's in hiding because he's afraid that people, like, try to tap into his computers and stuff.
Because he knows everything.
He's on
I can't imagine having $2 million on the line.
I know.
Yeah. That's crazy. Speaking of computers that you're talking about, remember earlier in the week I mentioned that the supercomputer, remember the supercomputer that the NFL has?
Oh, yeah.
They did their prediction. And earlier in the week I mentioned this. L.A. Rams is predicted to win the Super Bowl. The Rams are. And then the Broncos are, according to the supercomputer, we might not even make the playoffs.
You know what's sad is that really good seats are only going for $70.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, preseason. Yeah.
I know, but you'd think
you'd think a little bit
and
more.
And then the nosebleeds are 40.
Yeah. $40.
If you want to go to a game, this is the game.
This might be the one to go to. Yeah. It's going to be a beautiful night.
Super affordable.
They say at kickoff, 92 degrees.
Ooh. Oh,
jeez. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, BJ Jamie Morning Show. I'm not a big fan of Meghan and Harry, but
what?
I said I'm not a big fan of Meghan and Harry, you know, with this whole thing going back to the UK. But I do find it kind of weird and just rude that her neighbors are coming out saying they're glad she's gone. I think that's really rude.
That is a big slap in the face.
I mean, these are celebrities, okay? Yeah. And I get that. They want to lay low. They're in their own neighborhood, and Meghan likes to, you know, flaunt herself and maybe bring some, you know, spotlight to the neighborhood that they don't want. I get all that. But to come out publicly and to say, I am so glad they're gone.
The headline is Good Riddance. Is that the saddest thing ever?
That's bad.
Good Riddance and also quote unquote thrilled.
The neighbors are thrilled that Meghan and Harry are getting the hell out of the neighborhood.
Yeah. They said the constant media presence surrounding the couple disrupts their peaceful environment.
Yeah. They have this, you know, their little secluded habitat that they're in, and they want to be able to retreat to that area and nobody bother them. And they don't want any limelight. When they're out, paparazzi can do whatever, but when I'm at home, leave me alone.
Well, think about it, because she filmed in Montecito, right? So, I mean, it wasn't at her actual house. It was one of her friends' houses because she didn't want the layout of her house known, which I understand. But so she filmed in Montecito. So you have to remember, when you film, you have like 3 semi trucks on the street.
Yeah.
You know, bringing it. So that had to be a zoo when they were filming.
Now, do you have a neighbor that it wouldn't bother you that if that person moved out of the neighborhood?
Yeah. And I'll tell you who she is.
Now, think about that. Everybody that's in your car right now. Hang on a second. Yeah. Everybody in your car right now, whatever neighborhood you live in or even apartment complex, do you have somebody that's within proximity of your house that... It wouldn't bother me if they packed up and got the hell out of here.
Yeah, her name is Gilda.
Oh, no, Gilda.
Gilda is a bitch.
What?
Yeah.
I've never heard about Gilda.
The one that feeds the squirrels?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
She feeds the freaking squirrels, so all of us have squirrel problems. I have them in my attic. Remember, I had to get a professional to take them out of my attic, and then they dig up all the mulch.
You're right.
And I found nuts in my mulch. And so then, this is when my son was younger. I was like, dude, why are you putting, like, did you throw nuts? Because it's in the shell. It's the kind that's in the shell.
Yeah.
You know, and one nut on each side. You know, you open up those little.
Oh, I know, because my wife, they like to do that too.
Well, it takes a little longer, you know. It's more fun.
It does, but it's a little extra work for the squirrel, but they think the squirrel likes that.
Yeah.
They do.
So I was like, why did you throw nuts in the mulch? He's like, what are you talking about? We don't even have those kind. I'm like, it's guilt.
Yeah.
And so they hide their nuts in my mulch. And if you've ever seen what they do, they dig it all up and then it goes into my grass.
Yeah.
My mulch does. Gilda. And Gilda. I even wrote her. And I said, listen, I said, I appreciate that you're the Snow White of the neighborhood. You know, I think it's really cute and all that. But I said, unfortunately, I now had to get squirrels removed from my attic because you're feeding them. So
she's one of those that takes the animal loving too far.
Too far. They can find their own food.
And you know as well as I do, the worst thing you can do with a wild creature is to feed it. Okay?
Yes.
It's not even fair to the creature.
Well, it tells all the other squirrels. Yeah. So they go out and they're like, dude, this Gilda bitch, man, she totally feeding us.
Yeah.
And then
free nuts over here.
All the other stoner squirrels come over like, yo, Gilda, you rock.
Yeah. How about some more of those nuts? We don't care. Leave the shell on.
It's the good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody. But I think every neighborhood.
What about you?
Yes, I do.
Who is it?
I do. I've got a neighbor that.
Is it the one with the rims? Is it that guy?
No.
What about the fat guy?
No, not him. I don't want to go into it.
Well, you can change their name. You can change their name.
Look.
His name
could be
Brad.
I'll be honest with you, okay? I think if you did a survey.
Is a loser. Maybe his name is Dale. Dale the loser.
If you go around my neighborhood and we ask and people voted, I'd probably be the person they'd vote out.
Oh, for sure.
I'd be the guy.
Dude, when you sent me that picture of the hail at your house.
All the cars in the driveway.
Oh, my God. And an RV. Not only do they have 6 cars, but they have an RV. And I just looked at that and I'm like, the aesthetics, you just ruined the neighborhood.
2 cars with the hoods up.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you're working on them.
Well,
yeah.
One of them was the RV had the hood up.
Got the hood up in the front yard. I would be, if you went through the neighborhood, I'll bet you I'd be the one voted out.
For sure.
Yeah.
Because I would go crazy if my neighbors had that many cars on the street. Nobody can park.
We only have 6. Is that too many?
Oh my God! Why
2 car driveway, 4 on the road,
and so nothing in the garage.
Nothing in the garage.
Wow. Because you made it into a gym or something.
Well, you can call it whatever you want. I'd call it more like junk.
I thought you made it. I thought because you put down that really pretty flooring.
Yeah,
you can't see the flooring.
Oh my God!
Why don't you make that this weekend's project? Why don't you get a dumpster and like get rid of some stuff?
I would, but I'm tired. It's a little too hot now.
Dude, you just ate cake.
I know.
It was, guys.
They had a birthday here yesterday.
Cake.
Somebody had a birthday.
Now it's not 7:30. At 7:30, he's shoving cake in his mouth. What? I go, do you know how bad that much sugar is for your liver?
What do you mean? There's a birthday cake in the refrigerator.
Do you know how bad that much sugar is for your liver?
No, I don't.
It's really, really bad.
For your liver?
For your liver.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's delicious, though. Carson, you should try a piece.
I can't have cake this early.
Nobody should have cake this early.
No. Holy moly.
It's just,
what's wrong with you guys?
Oh, my God. The thought of just that much sugar is nasty.
It's a little rich. Just a little bit rich. I don't know whose birthday it was yesterday. I was walking down the hallway, and I heard him singing Happy Birthday, you know, from one of the rooms. So I don't know who it was, but I walk in this morning, and only one piece of cake had been taken out of this whole cake. There's a ton of cake up there.
He's so excited.
And let me just say,
eat up.
Let me just say, because I know sometimes our friend Allison listens, works here.
Yeah.
And so if she's texting us whose birthday it is, I'm not ignoring you. I don't have my phone.
Plenty of cake, though.
Oh, my God.
BJ Jamie Morning Show. Welcome to a Friday. Hot weekend coming up.
BJ and Jamie.
Sure. Let me go get you a piece. Let me go get one.
I'm not going to
No, let me get you a piece of this cake. They have a birthday cake.
The guy is still singing.
Whose birthday was it?
Chevis's and Allison.
Two good people.
Love them.
Really nice people.
Happy birthday to both of them. I feel bad that we didn't celebrate with them.
We didn't know.
Well, I had no idea there was a party going on.
We don't get invited to crap like that.
Well, I did, and I wrote LOL, I think.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if that's an LOL reply.
No, like somebody wrote, hey, there's a birthday party going downstairs, and there's waffles, and I wrote LOL.
Oh.
Yeah. And it was from Birthday Girl. She sent it to me. I feel bad. Hmm. Allison and Chevis. By the way, it's strawberry champagne cake, I learned.
Strawberry champagne cake. Let me go get you a piece. You're dying to have a piece.
No,
I swear.
I thought it was the Whole Foods cake. I said I would try the Whole Foods cake, but I don't think strawberry champagne is that kind of cake.
I just wolfed this down, and man, is it delicious.
You guys, I went to go look at it. I said, well, let me see what strawberry champagne is. And I go to look. It's gone. The whole thing is gone.
Inhaled.
Exactly. And he told me he wasn't going to eat the icing. Well, guess what's not on the plate? Icing.
Well, I got down to the end and I had to make a decision. God. Okay. And I went for it.
Let me ask you something.
I may have to go get another piece.
Let me ask you. What? And I really mean this. All right. So you just had a gigantic piece of cake.
Yeah, about the size of my head.
Why do you buy Dr. Gundry's olive oil?
To offset the cake.
Offset it.
Yeah, it does, because it's supposed to be good for your liver. If this is bad for the liver, then if you offset it with the olive oil, then you're good. You're back to even.
It's not how it works at all.
You're back to even.
Why even spend the money on Dr. Gundry's olive oil from Morocco? It doesn't make sense.
Because I want to be health conscious. Hello. Can't you tell? Look at me. I'll be right back. I'm going to get some more cake.
Oh, my God.
You sure you don't want a piece?
I don't want any.
I'll grab one.
I don't want any.
I'll grab one. All right?
No, don't be a cake pusher.
You guys listen to Ella. I'm going to go get cake.
I don't want any cake.
For Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
So.
What?
I just looked something up here, okay?
Okay.
And just to see if the news is broken yet, because Carson came in with such a cockamamie story this morning that I'm still searching. Cockamamie.
Okay.
It's a cockamamie story.
That's solid.
The identity of the person who won the $1 billion Powerball in Quincy, Illinois on August 12th, 2026. That drawing, the winner remains a mystery. No one has yet to come forward. No one has claimed the prize or publicly revealed their identity.
Correct.
Now, let me ask you a question.
They don't have to in Illinois, right?
No, you don't have to. You can be anonymous if you want to. If you want a $1 billion jackpot, and it's just a little piece of paper, man, that's got your numbers on there, and you've signed the back of it, maybe.
Freaking out.
Where do you put that? I mean, if you haven't come forward and you're trying to get your ducks in a row, quack, quack, where do you put the ticket? Where do you... I mean, I'd be scared to death I'd lose that ticket.
Well, what about that commercial? Remember when they knock over stuff and they have Bounty? And it's like the water's coming towards
it?
Yeah,
the Bounty commercial.
Yeah.
That's a great example,
right?
Jamie.
Right, and be on the counter and water's coming towards it. Ah!
Remember the guy that I think he won like $500 million and he flew?
Yes!
He flew from Memphis to New York to be on one of the Good Morning America or one of those shows, right?
Yep.
And he traveled with his ticket that was worth $500,000. He traveled to New York.
$500 million, wasn't it?
Or $500 million.
Yeah.
$500 million. He traveled with the ticket so he could show the ticket on TV.
I know. And we're all like, what are you doing? And he pulled it out of his back pocket.
Yes. He had it like in his wallet, in his back pocket, or just in his back pocket, I think it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was just
And he goes on like the ABC Today Show. First of all, somebody's going to clock you in the head in New York when you walk out of that ABC studio.
That's what you were saying, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because he hadn't even signed the back of it yet.
I know, he was a moron.
He went on TV to show his $500 million ticket to the world. And then... left New York and flew back to Memphis.
Oh, my God.
With that ticket.
No way.
I think I would. All right. So I have a ticket and, oh, my God. I'd hide it somewhere and you know what would happen?
What?
I would forget where I hid it.
Exactly.
Me too.
I'd probably put it in a shoe. Yeah.
No.
Yes.
What if you forgot, then you stuck your stinky feet in there and then all
where
of a sudden
you? All right, Mr. Noda, where would you put it?
I'd probably put it in my gun safe.
Oh, yeah, solid.
That's a good, yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's solid, yeah.
And that's just a place that I think that...
No, that's solid. That works. Yeah. Because
it's well locked up.
I mean, I would do the same. We have a fire safe.
Yeah.
That we keep, like, our passports and everything like that, just in case of a fire, that it'll survive. So you know, I put it in there.
I wouldn't even trust myself with a gun safe, though. So here's what I'd do. If I won that and I had that ticket, as soon as that damn lottery office opens up the next day, I'm there.
I know, but what?
I'm going.
Aren't you driving like a lunatic? You have a $1 billion in your passenger seat, right? And aren't you afraid you're going to get in a car accident? Like, I'd be freaked out about even driving. I'd get an Uber.
You know, you're on to something, Jamie. Maybe I get an Uber.
Yeah, I can't.
Maybe but I get somebody else to drive because I'm too damn nervous.
But here's the thing.
What?
But the Uber driver knows we're going to the lottery
That's
office.
Right.
Yeah, because he's got it. All right, maybe what we do is go a block away, like to a Krispy Kreme.
Oh,
and,
right.
And then we walk over to the lottery. Ooh, what about that walk over?
I don't know. You could get it by a car.
Ooh,
I wonder if anybody, and I'm not recommending
this.
I wonder if anybody like waits in the lottery parking lot to
until they open.
Maybe.
No. I mean, a bad guy.
Oh,
I didn't man. Think about
that. They got to have a ton of cameras.
Nothing's safe.
Seriously, every
this
turn.
This is awful. All right, let's get to this cockamamie
thank God
story.
We didn't win.
Yeah, thank God. So many decisions to make. So, all right, so Carson comes in with this cockamamie story about this whole lottery ticket, a $1 billion winner in Quincy, Illinois. All right?
Dude, I think it's true, man.
All right, well, didn't you get it from your mother's sister's brother's husband?
Yeah, he did.
Something like that, right?
How did this even come up? So what happened? Take us through the day.
So my mother-in-law, she came over to, you know, pick up little Debbie as she does every Thursday night. And we just got talking. She's like, you guys want to hear the craziest story? And I was like, it's about that Powerball winner that just happened in Quincy, Illinois. I was like, okay, what happened? And she's like, so her best friend, who now lives in California, but her hometown's Quincy, Illinois.
Uh-huh.
The town.
So the sister is in California, but knows people in Quincy.
No, she used to live in Quincy, and her whole family lives in Quincy.
But, I mean, it's already lost, like, it's, you know, like the I heard it from a guy.
Uh-huh, it's like that whole 7 degrees separation, you know what I mean?
All right, anyway, sorry.
Anyway.
So we got a few degrees here.
Yeah.
Small town, everyone knows everyone, right? And I guess the word has got out, and they figured out who's done it because he's been blabbering all over the place. It's the town drunk. Apparently, this guy's on probation right now. He went into his parole officer, and he was like, hey, I'm done. I'm not checking in anymore. I'm a millionaire. I just won. See you later. You're going to be hearing from my new attorneys. And then, so he walked out, right? He's telling everyone that he won this Powerball jackpot. He's a millionaire, I guess billionaire. And but the thing is, the whole rumor is that people are questioning whether it's legitimate or not because he's on probation, and apparently his probation, the terms of his probation, that he can't gamble.
So
he wouldn't be eligible to play the lottery.
So somebody in Quincy called somebody in California, and then somebody in California called somebody in Colorado. Right?
Yes.
Now, all right, here's another angle, too, okay? Because I like crime stories and detective work and all that, right?
Uh-huh.
So I looked into Quincy, Illinois, all right? First of all, there, when you have a population of over 40,000 people, there is no one town drunk.
Well, that's true.
Okay?
Yeah, there's quite a few.
Yeah, if you live in a city where, like I grew up in a town of 800 people, you got a town drunk.
Right,
okay, there's probably a town drunk and 800 people. But when it's 40,000, you probably have a bunch of town drunks.
Well,
a lot.
Here's my question. Do you ever trust a town drunk?
Well, that's the thing.
You know?
He's just getting attention,
you
right?
Know,
he wants attention.
Right. Like, I mean, you know, you have some people out there that are a little nutty, nutty cuckoo, and they can just be saying it.
True.
You know? So somebody from Quincy called somebody in California
who then, called his mom.
Yeah, in Colorado.
Yeah.
All right. Seems legit.
Yeah. It could be true, man.
Oh, it could be. Seems legit to me too, Jamie.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Yeah, we already got a note from the school, Jamie.
What?
It's early.
Wait, what?
We got a note from the school.
Oof.
I guess Frog's talking too much.
Wait, today is, how many, wait, he started what, Tuesday? Wednesday?
Tuesday. Today's Friday.
You've already
so
got a note.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 3 days in, and a note.
You guys got a note?
Look.
Why did he show it to you?
He didn't. Email now. The world's changed, Jamie.
Right. That's right. I was like, why did that kid show it to you?
Yeah. Back in the day, now, they had to give you the note, and you had to deliver it to your parents, which was bad in itself.
Yeah, but sometimes you could hide it.
Yeah. You could slip that sucker through, get maybe one of your siblings to sign off on it, because sometimes they required, like, a signature.
Yeah.
And, you know, my brother could pretty much imitate my mom's handwriting.
Oh, yeah.
So I could get him to sign the report card if it was bad or something, take it back, you know?
Yeah.
You had ways of doing it.
Yeah,
but now anymore. With the email and the technology we have, you're busted,
about that.
Man.
You're right. Everything does.
But let me ask you something.
Okay, wait. But I want to go back to your note. Okay. So it was day three.
Day three.
And they said what?
Disruptive.
Disruptive? Oh. Is it good?
Talking too much.
Well, I mean, talking.
Out of turn.
Oh, well, you know what? I
Forcing
like,
an opinion when you're not called upon.
He's going to be a politician. That's what he is. Listen, I like that he has the rules.
I didn't say he was a liar.
Oh, right. Sorry.
You got to be that to be a politician.
No, but
right?
I like that he's not shy. I always felt bad for the painfully shy kids that just sat over there in the corner and didn't say anything and wouldn't raise their hand. Like, you got to give them kudos for jumping in there.
Yeah, but they have an order, you know? I mean, he probably had his chance to voice his opinion, but he took extra time.
Well, that's fine. He's like his dad.
He decided he had another opinion. And then another opinion.
I wonder where he got that.
I'm just saying. We're 3 days in and we got a note. But look, if I'm a teacher, I don't think I note a kid 3 days I mean, isn't that a little harsh? Think about it. I mean, you're 3 days in. Can't you pull the kid to the side and say, look, buddy, you know, I'm not going to do this the first week, you know? But after...
Oh, like a warning.
Yeah, shot across the bow.
Don't you think she's giving him a warning?
Like day one, you mean?
Yeah.
First 5 minutes.
I don't think she came out strong on the, you know, I think she probably gave him some warning.
Well, no, see, I didn't even think of that. Yesterday I was kind of, you know, cussing under my breath.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you know what? That's a little strong for day three. Teacher.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Take it up for your kid.
Oh, I think I'll go over and give him a piece of my mind. I got an opinion too.
Or do you think he has a reputation?
Oh, now that does happen.
That follows him?
Yeah, so the other teacher said, now, hey, you got to be a frog.
Like you got to watch this
one. Yeah, frog is,
You're saying he's got a track record?
Yeah.
He might.
I did.
A rap sheet?
Yeah. They warn, teachers warn other teachers.
Yeah.
They do?
Because they all talk.
Yeah.
Oh, you've got this coming your way? Beware?
Yeah. In fact, you know what's even worse is if you have a sibling. Like, my sister was, you know, she was like the perfect student, and she was top of her class, and she was nice and kind. And so they all thought I was going to be like that.
Yeah. then along comes Jamie.
And the words, so you're not a lot like your sister at all, are you? I knew what that meant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew what that meant.
It was pretty obvious, wasn't it?
Yeah. So, I bet he does. You're right, Carson. I bet he's already in the system.
Because it does seem a little fast.
He's in the system. We're not in prison.
It's in his.
He's in the system.
It's on his permanent record.
Yeah. Oh,
wow.
What a start to the school year, huh?
I know.
Yeah.
Man, you guys are only 3 days in.
You got the email.
This is going to be the most exhausting school year of the planet for you guys. Oh, no. God.
But, you know, a lot of times your kid that's like that, that's a little loud in class or a little disruptive or whatever, they turn out okay, don't they?
Look at me.
Oh, boy. I wish I hadn't said that.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I apologize.
What for?
Well, everybody was real, real mad at the TMZ special last night. I told everybody to watch.
The one on Fox?
I guess it was horrible.
Princess Diana?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carson said it was painful.
Painful to watch.
I mean, the people that are narrating the whole thing are just horrendous.
Yeah, somebody else texted us. A few people texted us this morning, like, Jamie, what were you thinking telling us to watch this? And then I feel bad because I wasn't home.
Yeah, you,
you
preached it all week.
You didn't endure the pain.
I know. And I'm like pushing it on everybody, and I wasn't even home.
You preached it all week long.
I apologize. I didn't even watch it.
I mean, I did like a lot of the information because I was young when this happened, so I remember it, like everyone talking about it. I remember people blaming the paparazzi, but I didn't know a lot of the theories that are out there. So it kind of did shed light for me. I liked the information. I just didn't like how it was delivered.
He appreciated the information.
Yeah. Like, did you know that she had a secret box?
Get out of here.
Wait, she had a secret
box? Hey, whoa.
What is a secret box? What does that mean?
It was a box where she kept all the secrets she had on the Royals, all the dirt that she had on the Royals.
Well, it couldn't be very secret if we all knew about it.
I'm just saying that that's...
Where was her secret box?
It was in her house, in her apartment. And then as soon as she died, someone went in there and swept the entire place.
What were some of the secrets?
I don't know. But it was dirt on all the Royals.
You know,
I
have a secret pillow.
You do?
Uh-huh. It's called the hide the vibe pillow.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's really a great idea, right?
Yeah.
Especially if you have little kids. And so what you do is you put all your accoutrements, if you will, into this pillow. And it has a big, like, I don't know, it's like an air mattress around all your accoutrements, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And then you zip it. And then
nobody knows
that your accoutrements are in there.
Now I know.
That way, if the kid like jumps on a pillow, you know, they don't know, they don't feel anything because it's like a big accoutrement holder.
Yeah.
Am I saying that correct? The accoutrement.
It's close enough. Let's not try anymore.
Yeah, I think you can go to Hide Your Vibe Pillow, and I'm sure they're still in business. Yeah,
I'll bet they are. It's a big business.
Genius.
It's great. It is genius.
Everybody needs a pillow.
Well, think about it. If you know,
I'm just saying, everybody needs a pillow.
You have your stuff, right? You know, whether it's lube or whatever, or this or that, the rabbit. And then your kid's like, "What's this thing do?" And you're like, "Oh my God!" No, you put it in the hide the vibe pillow.
I have that pillow. I put food in it for late night snacks. It's almost like a cooler.
Okay, well, that's a great idea. I mean, you can use it for whatever you want.
Right.
It's
that
fine.
Way, you know, nobody sees you get up and have that 1 o'clock Snickers.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
It's in the hide my vibe.
Right, you just unzip it and have your Snickers.
I can't help it. My vibe is food.
It's fine. All right, anyway, I'm going back to this. Here is one of the theories about that she was taken out by... Am I bothering you?
Are you guys? Are you guys over these theories? The woman was in a car. She was in a car with a guy behind the wheel that was drunker than a skunk.
Wow.
They got chased by the paparazzi. They hit a pillar inside this tunnel. It killed her instantly. What is it that you're messing with this story?
Why are you yelling at us? Go ahead, Carson.
There is something. The driver was not drunk as a skunk. He literally, like, they have video footage of him in the hotel before they left, 5 minutes before they left, and he's tying his shoe perfectly. He's not stumbling at all. Mm-hmm. He's interacting with people.
He was four times over the limit.
Says who?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Whoever he blew for.
Exactly.
Whoever he blew for.
Whoever
I don't
he
know.
Blew for.
So I wasn't there.
Said the coroner who
did. He had
the
blow. You got to blow to get your BAC.
The coroner who did the autopsy on everyone.
Blood alcohol content.
Oh, sorry.
Carson, put it on hold for a minute. Let me explain something to Jamie. When you have a person like that, now for them, they had to draw blood because he was hurt so badly. I think he was killed, wasn't he?
Instantly killed.
Yeah. So you had to draw blood. He couldn't blow, obviously. But they did
a
blood.
I saw that movie. I can't blow.
I swear. I will
I know. All right. Anyway, sorry. I'm listening. So then,
They get your BAC, which is blood alcohol content.
Okay.
Right, and he was four times over the limit, according to his BAC.
But Carson said he can tie his shoes. Explain that.
Well, and who did the autopsy?
He had slip-ons. He didn't even have shoes to tie. He wore Skechers.
Skechers slip-ons.
That's what I heard.
How do you explain
this? Put a lid on it for a minute.
No, how do you explain this? The person who did the autopsy on everyone worked for the monarchy.
Yes.
See?
Go figure that.
See?
Every monarch has to have their autopsy done by the monarch.
But he wasn't in the monarch.
What?
But he wasn't in. But he's talking about that guy.
Yeah.
What about him?
Oh, don't do that. I hate the gaslighting.
BAC. Four times the limit.
It doesn't matter. They can put whatever they want down.
Anyway, can we go back to the what I was going to try to play?
Oh, so you think she was killed by arms dealers?
No, I don't.
Really?
I think she was taken out by MI6 and the royal family in conjunction.
MI6?
MI6.
I'm tired. I'm exhausted.
I
really am.
All right, well, do you want to play number two or not?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Right after she walked through that minefield, it's been documented that she got a phone call from an unnamed, very powerful politician that was also a friend of Prince Philip's. And this guy picks up the phone and he calls Diana and says, "Don't get involved in things you don't understand because accidents can happen." Now, the Ottawa Treaty was due to be signed in September, and it was all the world leaders were going to come together to sign this treaty, which would ban the production and use of landmines across the planet. This was a big, big deal for these arms dealers.
Yeah. Huge. And of course, it's going to mean a huge loss of revenue for arms dealers everywhere.
Everywhere.
I mean, when it comes to money... Yeah.
Money talks.
Money talks and walks the walk or something.
Yeah.
Hey, did it say that she talked to people?
She was coherent. Yeah, she didn't die instantly. She was alive. She died when she got to the hospital. But
what'd
she
say?
She was coherent, but she was talking like no one could understand her because she was such in a daze.
Oh.
So she couldn't. They couldn't tell what she was trying to say. She was trying to talk, but she was just in such a daze.
Like, where am I?
Yeah,
like
she was cuckoo.
Well, she wasn't cuckoo.
She was cuckoo.
Die.
She was knocked cuckoo. You know when you have those birds circling in your head?
Did they show the birds?
That's what it was.
No birds.
Well, they were there, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
You know how you get cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs? Like, woo, cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo.
Can I play a song that I really like? Yeah, you can. All right, well, let me tell you. Lainey Wilson, I love this mash that she put together. She somehow made Justin Bieber's Daisies work with Olivia Dean's Man I Need. She put them together, BJ, and is musical brilliance.
She did a great job with it.
You gotta listen to this. Here it is.
The way you got me all in my head. I think I'd rather you in my bed. Whatever it is, you know I can take it. I'm counting the days, how many days till I see you again. Talk to me, talk to me, talk to me. Won't you be the man I need? Talk to me, talk to me, talk to me. Be the man I need. Where you got me all in my.
I wish the guitar strings didn't hurt my fingers so bad.
Yeah, me too.
Because I would love to play, but man, it hurts. You're supposed to build up calluses. They lie.
It takes a while, they say, though.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Yeah.
Ouch. Wow.
I tried for like a day or two to quit.
Oh, my God. I know, me too.
Too sore.
This was stupid. Hey, did you guys see this Hayden situation they're now calling suspicious? They're going to probe it?
No.
The feds are probing into Hayden Panettiere. They're saying now it might be suspicious.
Her birthday's today.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, she would have been 37 today.
Oh, my God, that whole situation is just awful. All right, all right, there you go. Yep.
BJ and Jamie.
Shut up! Dance with me. Dance.
Yeah, the first part's a little abrupt, but then it gets nice, and then it says why.
Yeah.
So.
There's a major deal going on up in Thornton this morning. This thing's been going on for the past 4 hours. You got a shooting with a crash all involved. Investigation going on. At 100th East 100th in Colorado, it is completely closed for this investigation, and it's been that way for 4 hours now.
Oh, my gosh.
This thing started at about 4:45 this morning.
Is that the one I saw with the train?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what the train's got to do with it.
Yeah, I don't either.
We haven't had a chance to really pull up the monitor here and use the audio and try to figure out what's going on. I just know that there was a shooting, a deadly shooting. There was an accident involved with the shooting of some vehicles. There's a train involved. Jamie and I are sitting here watching this train as they unloaded people, didn't they?
Yeah, they
did. Have those people been on
there? I don't know.
All this time?
This whole time.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on exactly, but I just know that there's a shooting and an accident, and it's being investigated. Been there for hours now.
Ted's around 4:53 a.m. Police responded to reports of a vehicle crashing into a pole. But when they arrived, they discovered that the two occupants of the vehicle had suffered gunshot wounds.
Maybe a drive-by or something.
The incident occurred in the area of, like you said, Colorado Boulevard and Thornton Parkway. Police confirmed that one person was pronounced dead at the scene and the other was taken to the hospital in unknown condition.
Could be road rage.
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows?
Wow.
But that was really early this morning. And it continues to be shut down. And I guess the investigation continues, too.
Where's your buddy Jim Hooley at?
Ooh, man, he's up there this morning.
Oh, is he?
But he's so busy that
can't really
get him.
Wow.
Can't get him. All right. How would you like to see Teddy Swims in Nashville? Alice 105.9 could put you there. Here's the details.
BJ and Jamie.
Wait a minute. I'm not going to play that song just yet. We need to speak real quick here. We need to talk. We need to find out if the weekend plans are still on or off. What is going on?
I don't know.
Are we going to have a soiree down at the river?
I don't know.
At the cabin this weekend, Jamie, or not?
I spent all day yesterday because, you know, people are having those algae blooms, right?
Yep.
So the river's no exception to algae blooms, right? So I go out there, but now, like, it's not just algae, but now, like, they've rooted and they're coming up above the water. So I raked and raked and raked where we all make our soiree area.
Yeah.
Right. And I just raked it. And then I bought some stuff for the river that kills algae. Don't freak out. It says it's river safe and it won't hurt.
Oh, you put some poison in the river, did you?
Well. No, because I love to fish there right in front of my house. And so I'm definitely not going to kill them.
Dirty fishing.
No, because it says river safe on all plants and animals. But then I'm thinking, well, algae's a plant. So how could it kill it?
Yeah, if it's safe on plants.
I don't get that.
I don't get it.
Yeah, so it probably doesn't do anything, right?
Well, it probably kills everything in the river.
It probably does. It says it's approved by the EPA.
Yeah, that's
or
what
something.
They always say.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
it was. It has
say.
A big approved by EPA. So it tells me it's just water, probably with vinegar in it. I don't know. But then somebody said that you can put that copper kills algae, right? So you're supposed to put like old pennies in the river and it'll kill the algae. But then I was reading about it. Well, copper kills fish. So whoever gave you that idea, that was a really bad idea.
Yeah, maybe the person that gave you that idea hates fish.
Maybe so.
And they just didn't want to tell you.
I don't know.
So we can get rid of everything.
All I know is trying to stand against a current while you rake is the funniest thing you've probably ever seen. Like, BJ, I look like just an idiot. Because I have a stance, right, against the river.
Yeah, it's and then, the resistance.
Yeah, and then I'm trying to... I look sexy. I don't care who you are.
Yeah. So today you have to mow if you're going to do a soiree at the river?
I can't even move my arms over my head right now because I raked so much. I don't know. And I was telling I met two really lovely men yesterday. I want to give a shout out to them. Roger and Evan.
Roger and Evan.
I met Roger and Evan. And
they just like float down the river or something met them?
They helped me with my cans.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they were glad to. Look at her.
Roger
Let's
and
help
Evan.
Her with her cans.
They help me with my cans, and I appreciate you guys so much. Because, you know, I don't want to have to ask for help. I hate asking for help. And Roger and Evan are like, we can help you with your cans.
Yeah, they're very nice guys for even suggesting that, right? I mean, geez.
Thank you, Roger and Evan.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll see what happens today.
Roger Devitt to the rescue.
Sweethearts.
Yep.
I love those guys.
Right when you need your cans handled.
Just saying. You know, I mean, don't you have a hard time asking for help?
Not at all.
You don't?
No.
Oh, I hate to.
No.
I don't. Yeah. You
know? No, I don't. No.
Really?
If somebody comes by my house and says, hey, you need some help? Damn right. Where the hell you been, pal?
Oh my God.
Come on, get over here. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a problem asking for help?
Yeah.
See, I do too. Yeah.
Not me. Carson, what are your plans for the weekend? You got any plans?
gosh, I don't know. What.
Not me.
No. It'd be easier for me to get some help if I had cans.
Well, there might be something to that.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought so. Never mind, Carson. It's all good. Let me go ahead and play the drums here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. All right, that's it. The week is over.
It is over.
The week is over.
Great. What are you doing this weekend? You asked us. What are your big plans?
I am working around the house. Nice, I got some stuff to do there.
Going to clean out the garage?
No. I'm going to do the yard. Okay. No garage. I'm going to do some stuff inside the house. And it's just to kind of, fix up, pick some things up, clean up things like that.
Yeah, remodel the house.
I'm going to play golf on Sunday.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Highlands Ranch.
Okay. All right.
So
solid.
I'll be over there on Sunday. Let's see. Other than that, really not a lot this weekend.
Well, that's a lot going on.
Got a little karate action tonight with Frog.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Frog's
going to break a board.
Got a little action going on there.
Nice.
And that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Didn't you call that a racket or something?
Yeah, I just called it a scam, I think, or something like that. But hey, you know what? We all get scams happening to us all the time, right? Football tonight, go Broncos.
Go Broncos!
You know, I know it means nothing, but go Broncos anyway.
And good luck to Bo's ankle.
Bo's ankle. Bo's going to be playing tonight.
Bo ankle.
So Bo Ankle needs to work out tonight.
He's going to be solid.
So we'll see.
PJ, solid.
I'll watch the football game today.
Yeah?
You going to watch?
No.
Why?
Because I'm busy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to sit on my ass on Friday night and watch football.
Well,
I mean, sorry.
Some fan you are.
That was not very nice.
No, it wasn't.
Sorry.
It was not.
Sorry,
but
I
can bet you I'll be sitting on my ass watching football tonight. It's a Friday night, you know? To me, that's a night out.
You know what? A lot of people will be doing the same thing.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah,
they will. All right. You guys have a great weekend. Be safe, and we'll see you back here on Monday. Take care. Bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.